This is Susan D. Brocktelli, read Inside and Out. I'm speaking with Dr. Paul Hochmeier, part of our series around the holidays for shrink wrap. Our next subject is overspending over the holidays. Paul, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Susan. Happy holidays.
To you, too. So, please go more deeply into the relationship between dopamine, anxiety and depression, and overspending around the holidays.
Well, that's quite a connection, isn't it? The short version of all of this is that typically what happens when we have issues with spending is we're using it to self-medicate, and typically we're self-medicating anxiety and depression. And how we self-medicate, the effect of the overshopping is that it releases dopamine into our system, which is what our brains love and what our systems love because they make us feel terrific and wonderful.
Okay. Thank you. What drives such behavior? Is it guilt, pressure to keep up appearances, all of the above?
Yeah, I would say it's a little all of the above, and it depends for the individual. I mean, we live in such a consumer consumption-oriented culture, and we are told that success is an outside function and that you need to have the right handbag or the right shoes or, you know, the right hiking gear or, you know, I tell you, we're all crazy about getting, we love our gear, don't we? And so it's basically how we... Sometimes that goes too far, and we learn that we're managing our internal emotions. We're managing, like, feelings of sadness, feelings of anger, all of our uncomfortable emotions from the outside in. So we think that, that new handbag will make us feel better, will make us be better, will make us be happier human beings. And, you know, for those of us who have experienced that, we know that, you know, you go and you buy the handbag, and an hour later you're like, oh, you know, boy, this isn't so great. And so the feelings come back. So I think that's part of it. I just think we live in a culture that's so commercially oriented, and we're told from a very early age that we need to own things, we need to control things for us to be happy.
Okay. And how do we handle the fact that the new economy can lead to changes in holiday traditions due to financial issues?
Well, you know, I certainly hope that the new economy, one of the benefits, one of the positive things of the new economy will be that we focus back on, you know, what the holidays were really meant to be. Holidays were meant to be celebrated with families. There was a time of rebirth. It was a time of really looking inwards and, you know, rediscovering ourselves and the good part of ourselves, meaning our capacity to love, our capacity to love others, our capacity to love ourselves, our capacity to be charitable, our capacity to be compassionate, our capacity to have empathy for other people. It wasn't meant to go and be the first person in line at Walmart so you can get a television for $2.99. That was not what the holidays were meant to be. And so I hope that the new economy, that since there's been, you know, a pullback in the amount of money that's flying around, that we will focus on those things and that we will start focusing on what the holidays are meant to be, and they're meant to be a time of love and a time of compassion for ourselves and for other people.
That's all well and good as an explanation for adults, but how would you explain that to a child?
I would explain that to a child probably more simply. I would basically, you know, let the child know that it's essentially that the holidays are about the capacity to feel and not have. So in other words, it's about the capacity to feel compassion for other people's, not have a new truck, and that it's basically about spending time with family and friends and enjoying the company of others.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. This has been Susan B. Brocktelli, Inside and Out, speaking with Dr. Paul Hochmeier, part of a mini-series about the holiday season and some of our behavior patterns. Paul, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Susan.